兄弟姊妹好，早起。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今日是拄啊好六月六月拜日咯。
Today is the last Sunday of June.
过几日七月咯。
So in a few days it will be July.
伊是讲说，2016年半年已经过去了。
That means the year 2016 is half gone.
唔知咱中间有年头的时阵有开始计划。
I don't know if you made some plans at the beginning of this year to accomplish for this year. Maybe you have resolved to finish a certain task by the end of this year. So if you started at the beginning of this year and you plan to finish it by the end of the year, you should be about half done by now. But you know, when we are doing something, it is always the hardest when you are halfway done. It is hardest when you are half done. Why do I say that? Because you have already done half of the job.It means we have already done a considerable amount of work.
So if you say, I don't want to continue to work,
So if you quit now, it seems to be such a pity that you have waited all that time.
So we have already done a lot of work, and we have been able
to quit. So we have done too much to quit by now.
但是因为咱只有冲一半个
，and yet because we are only half done，
意思讲说咱也好另外一半在冲。
That means we still have another half left to do。
所以冲啊一半都已经拖咱真闲个。
But if we're half done and we're already very tired，
我要继续冲另外一半拖咱两倍闲的咯。
To think of finishing it would mean that we will, would mean that we will be doubly tired。
我唔知咱中间有安尼款的人无。
I don't know if you feel that way。
冲啊一半，冲啊真深，可能唔爱继续冲煞。
Are you tired halfway through something?
但是无，大家人是为着工作闲的。
But not everyone is tired because of work.
有的人闲过是因为心灵真深。
Some people are tired because emotionally they are drained.
有可能有一个青年人，伊真闲的原因是因为无论伊怎样冲过，无论伊怎样骨力。
Maybe there are some youngsters who are very tired because no matter what they do, they cannot please their parents.
So he says,
Maybe some young person is feeling, I feel so tired because whatever I do, my parents are not happy about it. Or maybe a person who is working will be tired also. Maybe he feels he is working very hard and he is looking very hard, but he cannot find a good job. Because of that, he is tired. Some people are also tired because even though in their heart they know that Jesus or God should be their King and their Lord, they are still resisting it. Maybe they know it in their mind. But for different reasons, they do not want to acknowledge it. So brothers and sisters, I want to ask you this question. Are you tired? Are you tired?If you are tired today, I have good news for you. If we are tired, we can find rest in Jesus. The Bible says that we can all find rest in Jesus Christ.Usually we hear this message in a funeral service.
放心，唔免惊。
Don't worry.
即阵唔是，你唔是咧副队聚会哦。
Because now you are not attending a funeral service.
主的崇拜会哦。
This is the worship service.
但是咱都会记咧一项物件呐。
But we have to remember one thing.
一个人死后有通伫耶稣基督来得着安息的原因是啥物呢
？What is the reason that a person who dies in Christ can find rest?
因为伊未死以前，伊已经伫耶稣基督。
It is because before he dies, he already found rest in Christ. And let me say that again.
Si gilang si aw utang ti Yesu Kristo lai ti tiwan hiu iguan in si inwi i besi i cing to hiking ti Yesu Kristo ti tiwan hiu.
The reason a person can find rest after he dies in Christ is because before he dies, he already found rest in Christ.
Kisit gua kinalit ay kong eh, gua hiking kong diaw.
Actually, I have finished my sermon. Everything else I say, you can forget from this point. But don't forget that statement. A person can find rest in death only if he has found rest in Christ in life. Jesus Christ wants us to find rest. And I believe every one of us wants to find rest. But Jesus has a condition. Jesus says, if you want to find rest, then you have to do what I tell you. Now, what is the condition of Jesus? Let us go back to Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. The Bible says this. Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight. Now we have to understand a very important truth. Jesus said the Father is Lord of heaven and earth. The Father is Lord of heaven and earth. Living here in the Philippines, this seems to be a very common saying. In fact, sometimes you hear it so much, we forget what it means. Actually, if you run out into the street right now and grab a stranger and tell him, do you know that the Father is the Lord of heaven and earth? There are two possibilities.
Amen.
That person may say, Amen, I believe in that too. I believe that the Father is the Lord of heaven and earth. Well, another kind of person may not believe. But the worst that could happen is that person might say, here comes another crazy person talking about, you know, nonsense. If we go out and declare that the Father is the Lord of heaven and earth, unbelievers might look down on us. But I don't think here in the Philippines we will be beheaded for saying that. Of course, I'm not saying that that does not happen. Because it could happen. But then it's not common here for that kind of thing to happen. Because we have the freedom, we can say that the Father is Lord of heaven and earth. But we have to understand one thing. It was different in Jesus' time. In Jesus' time, if you were to say the Father, God, is the Lord of heaven and earth, the Romans might say to you, you say that your Father is the Lord of heaven and earth? So, who is that guy in Rome? Isn't he the King of heaven and earth, the Lord of heaven and earth? If your Father is the Lord of heaven and earth, then who is that guy? And so they didn't have that freedom in those days. So,
Yasopong, Shongte, Tinpe, to see Tintuezu, Sigisitin.
So Jesus said, the Lord, God is the Lord of heaven and earth. And that was a very bold statement to make.
但是耶稣啊，嗰阿尼讲个。
And Jesus went on to say，
伊讲这个真理个是上帝向聪明通达的人藏起来，向哑巴显出来。
He said this truth is hidden from the wise and intelligent, and have been revealed to infants.
我记得我三七四七时阵，我以前是经常有教阮什么是相反。
I remember in third or fourth grade, the teachers would teach us what opposites are. Have you ever learned that, the opposites? Let me quiz you to see if you still remember what your third grade teacher taught you. What's the opposite of black?
White.
Very good. You still remember what your third grade teacher taught you.What's the opposite of high?
低啊，高的相反就是低个。
The opposite of high is low.
大的相反是什么？
What's the opposite of big?
小啊，减少。
The opposite of big is small.
就是小啊。聪明的相反是什么？
What's the opposite of wise?
戆的啊。
Foolish.
聪明相反就是戆啊。
The opposite of wise is foolish, of course.
阿囡仔相反是什么？
What's the opposite of children?
老人啊。
Old people.
囡仔相反就是老人，老人相反就是囡仔，咁先。
The opposite of children, old people, the opposite of children.
耶稣第七节又讲到两款嘅人。
Well, here in this verse, Jesus talked about two kinds of people.
伊讲说一款嘅人是上帝，得上帝嘅指示嘅人。
He said one kind of people received the revelation of God.
另外一款嘅人冇得到上帝嘅指示。
And the other kind did not receive that revelation.
但是什么款的人有得到上帝的指示，什么款的人无得到上帝的指
示？ Well, which group received God's revelation, and from which group was God's revelation hidden?
伊讲聪明通达的人无得到上帝的指示。
Jesus said the wise and intelligent did not receive the revelation of God.
乖囡仔都有得到上帝的指示。
The children received the revelation of God.
其实咱听到一句话，可能亲像唔对咯。
Well, when you hear that, that doesn't sound right, does it?
咁是。
Right?
你若讲说聪明嘅人无得到上帝嘅指示，怀无得到上帝嘅指示，但是怀戆嘅人咧，多想怀无得到上帝嘅指示，那是怀聪明嘅，怀得到上帝嘅指示，应该是怀戆人啊，点先
？If you say that the wise and intelligent do not receive a revelation, then the opposite should be the foolish ones get God's revelation.
囡仔若得到上帝嘅指示，都我想反怀老人无通得到上帝嘅指示，安尼讲则对啊，点先
？If God's truth is revealed to children, the opposite should be God's truth is withheld from the old people. Isn't that the right contrast to make?
但是耶稣冇咁讲啊。
But Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣讲说，怀聪明嘅冇得到上帝嘅指示，囡仔都有得到上帝嘅指示。
Jesus said, the wise and intelligent receive God's revelation,
do not
receive God's revelation, and the children receive revelation.
为什么耶稣咁样讲呢
？Why did Jesus say that？
有可能咱讲啊，但是囡仔有时阵，就是囡仔，就是囡仔。
We might say, well, because children are children.
伊那愈做迄，愈较济经验，有可能伊较济知识，可能伊较有智慧，较聪明。
Maybe when they get older, they become more experienced, and as a result, they become wiser and more intelligent.
问题是安尼呢
？Well, there's a problem with that explanation.
咱那是安尼讲过。
If we say that.
意思讲说，一个人那是愈老，个愈无法能明白上帝真理啊。
It would mean that the older you get, the less you could understand God's revelation.
有影无
？Is that true？
但是耶稣无安尼讲啊。
But Jesus did not say that.
耶稣讲，怀聪明通达的人，这个真理上帝就藏起来。
Jesus said to the wise and intelligent, God has hidden these things.
怀婴啊，怀囡啊。
And to the infants, to the children, God gave His revelation. Why did Jesus say that? We have to understand one thing. Many times Jesus has mentioned children. But the children actually represent one kind of people.For example, if you look at Matthew chapter
18:3,
Jesus said to his disciples, if you are not converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
另外这个所在，耶稣是讲 恁就亲像像囡仔有安尼款的信心。
In another passage, Jesus said you have to have faith like the little children.
因为恁若无亲像囡仔的安尼的信心，恁都无法能入上帝的国。
Otherwise, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
换一句话来讲，耶稣第七节经文讲到囡仔的啊怀得着上帝的指示，是什么款的人？是怀。
In other words, who was Jesus talking about when he said the children who received God's revelation? He was referring to people who have accepted God's revelation.
怀疑呢，那是怀相信耶稣的，怀聪明人是什么款的人？
Children represent the believers. So who does the wise and intelligent represent?
聪明的人是怀无愿意。信耶稣、认耶稣最主的人。
The wise and the intelligent represent those people who would not accept God's revelation or who would not believe in Christ.
咱阁继续看下落去。
Let's continue to look at our passage.
第二十七节，耶稣安尼讲：一切所有的，拢是我的爸交乎我的了。除了爸，无人知影囝；除了囝甲囝所愿意指示的，无人知影爸。
In verse 27, Jesus said, All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. In verse 25, Jesus said, The Father is the Lord of heaven and earth.
27节耶稣讲上帝天父一切都已经交托子了。
And in verse 27, Jesus said, "The Father has given all things to the Son."
伊若讲一切，包括伊做天父的主的权柄，也是交托子。
If He has given all things to the Son, that includes the right to be Lord of heaven and earth.
天父是天父的主，伊一切权柄交托子。
The Father is the Lord of heaven and earth, and He has given all things to the Son.So who is the Lord of heaven and earth now?
那是照耶稣讲的，耶稣就是天父的主。
According to Jesus, He Himself is the Lord of heaven and earth.
耶稣是天父的主。
Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth.
但是无大家人愿意认伊做主做王。
But not everyone would acknowledge Him as King and as Lord.
今仔日的经文是对第二十五节开始。
Our passage today starts with verse 25.
但是咱若看二十节到二十四节。
But if we look at the preceding paragraph,
耶稣有讲到三个邪气，唔愿意认耶稣做主。
From verses 20 to 24, Jesus talk about three cities that would not acknowledge Him as Lord.
伊讲到伯西达、科拉辛及加珀农，这个三个邪气。
He mentioned Bethsaida, Chorazin, and Capernaum.
即跩伫这个所在的人，佮虽然已经看到耶稣行神迹，但是伊也唔愿，因也唔愿意认耶稣是弥撒做基督。
The people in these three cities have witnessed Jesus performing miracles, and yet they would not acknowledge that Jesus is Lord or the Messiah.
咱对记了一项物件无
？We have to remember one thing.
耶稣行神迹的原因，唔是因为伊要表演。
The purpose of Jesus performing miracles is not because he wants to perform.
耶稣唔是一款 circus performer 底下咧表演咧创技术嘅。
Jesus is not a circus performer. He's not a showman going around showing off.
耶稣行神迹嘅原因是因为伊爱人明白看伊是啥。
The purpose that Jesus performed miracles was for people to know who he was.
托人知影伊是弥赛亚，伊是基督。
So people would know that he is Messiah, that he is Christ.
是上帝所差派嘅。
That he was sent by God.
但是虽然加伯农别世代怀人已经看到耶稣已经行真多奇事了，但是因也唔愿意认耶稣是基督，因也唔愿意认耶稣是王。
The people in Capernaum and Bethsaida saw many miracles of Jesus, and yet they would still not believe that Jesus is King and is Lord.
耶稣咧讲嘅聪明人就是这款嘅人。
Well, these are the kind of people Jesus was talking about when he said the wise and intelligent.
虽然因已经看到耶稣有通创什么代志。
Even though they have seen what Jesus could do,
但是因也唔愿意认耶稣最主。
But they were not willing to acknowledge Jesus as Lord.
过去这个拜一个是一个好日啊。
This past Monday was a good day. It's a holiday.
您知影是什么好日？
Do you know what day it was?
特别会爱看拍球的个。
Especially if you like basketball.
我看咱中间也是有几位是无去上班的。 幫你出來你開 TV 來看。
I believe maybe some of us didn't go to work that day, we just stayed home and watched TV.
因為 Cleveland 及 Golden State 要拼路別去拍路啦。
Because it was game 7 of Cleveland against the Golden State Warriors.
So it was a holy day.
So it was a good day, it was a big day.
我唔知啊，咱中间是上下上下是 Cleveland 的 fans 哦。
I don't know how many of you are Cleveland fans.
欠西到即阵时也未困的，因为看到
Maybe you haven't been able to fall asleep since Monday till now because you're so happy that they won.
欢喜啊，唔未困的。
You're so happy you couldn't fall asleep.
怀 Golden State 的 fans 也是未困的。
But I believe the Golden State fans also couldn't sleep.
因为 English 73-9.
Because they're thinking of the 73-9 track record.
73 wins, 9 losses.
Now, how could they lose when they already had 73 wins under their belt? So maybe you also haven't slept since Monday.
Basketball fever.
Well, now that we are still in this basketball fever, the other day was draft day. Did you watch it?Allow me to illustrate this verse with a basketball analogy. One time, two people are playing basketball. And the first person said to the second person, I don't think that you could shoot the ball from this spot right here.
So the second person just 静静推入球。
And so the second person, without a word, took the ball, stood in that very spot, shot the ball, and sank it. And the first person said,
Chamba.
You were lucky.
Chamba.
You were lucky. And so the second person took the ball again and stood on the same spot and made another attempt and the ball went in again. Well, two in a row, that's good. Well, try another one, then I will believe that you could do it.And so the second person took the ball again, stood on the same spot, and shot the ball again, and went in again. And the first person said to him, You are extremely lucky. Three baskets in a row, you are so lucky today. Well, why don't you make one more?
So,
so they went back and forth like that. Until the second person has already shot, made 20 shots. 20 baskets in a row. And the first person said to him, Why don't you make one more shot?If the ball goes in one more time, then I will believe that you could make that shot. The second person would just leave the ball and say to the first person, even if I were to make one more basket, you still will not believe that I could do it.
Well,
that's the way it was with the people of Capernaum, Bethsaida, and Chorazin. They saw many miracles that Jesus had performed among them. They saw the wonderful things that Jesus had done. But they said to Jesus, Show us more miracles. One more miracle. If you perform one more miracle, then we will believe that you are Messiah. But do you think that if Jesus were to perform more miracles among them, that they would believe Jesus was Messiah? Probably not. I don't think so.Actually, even nowadays, a lot of people are like the people of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. We come to pray to God. And And we say to him, Lord, I will acknowledge you as my king and as my lord. If you can heal me, I'm sick, and if you can heal me, I will believe you. Some people say, Lord, I will acknowledge you as king, and if you give me success. If I succeed in a certain thing, yes, I will follow you. But if you cannot grant me success, of course I have to try another God who is more powerful. When we come to God, we have some conditions. And we're saying to Jesus, Jesus, do more miracles. Do one more miracle. If I see another miracle in my life, yes, I will follow you. But if you cannot perform this miracle in my life, then I don't want to follow you. Well, these are the wise and intelligent people that Jesus was talking about. Because for various reasons, they had many reasons not to follow Jesus. Well, other than this kind of people, there is another kind. And those are the religious leaders. In the four Gospels, we see a lot of the religious leaders are not believers. Of course, not all of them were unbelievers. If you look in the Gospel of Luke or even in the book of Acts, we see that some of the Pharisees and in fact a lot of the priests also came to believe in Jesus. But even more of them would not follow Jesus. Why would they not follow Jesus? One reason is that what they believed and what Jesus taught were at odds. So they wouldn't follow Jesus. So why would I follow someone whose teaching is different from mine? But actually, for a lot of the religious leaders, the main reason they would not follow Jesus was because they would lose something if they follow Jesus. We have to remember one thing. When Jesus was on earth, the Jews were being ruled by the Romans. And the Roman emperor was over many nations. The Roman emperor ruled in Rome. But in every region or nation under him, he would commission a king to rule over it. That is why the Roman emperor is called the King of Kings. Because in every nation, there was a lesser king ruler over it. So, the Roman emperor would send a king over a certain nation. But he cannot send unlimited people out to rule. So, what should he do? He would send one king to rule over one nation. And maybe he would send an army along with that king. But then the people, the other minor rulers under the king, those who are ruling under the authority of the king are often nationals, native of that
king.
So in Judah, there would be a king commissioned by Rome. Under him were Jews who would rule under the authority of the king.
And
many of these who ruled under the king were religious leaders. So if one of these religious leaders were to acknowledge Jesus as king, if they declare that Jesus is king, Jesus is Lord, if they make that declaration, what would happen if the king hears it? Then the religious leader would be in trouble. Because we already have a local king and we have a king of kings in Rome, then why are you declaring that there's another king? Are you trying to start a revolution? That is why the religious leaders refuse to acknowledge that Jesus is king and Jesus is Lord. For once they make that declaration, they will lose their status. They would lose their position. They would lose their position in society. That is why many of them were unwilling to acknowledge Jesus as King and as Lord. Actually, many people are like that today also. We know Jesus is king, but we would not acknowledge him as our king. Jesus is Lord, but I would not acknowledge him as my Lord. Because if I acknowledge him as king and Lord, then I would have to give up certain things. If I acknowledge him as Lord, then there are some things that I am doing that I can't do anymore. Maybe I cannot engage in my business anymore. Maybe I cannot continue to do some things that I really like. And we think that's such a great loss.
So we do anilang to sigong ah.
Because of that, a lot of people say, yes, Jesus is Lord, but I will not acknowledge him as my Lord. Well, that's also another kind of people Jesus was referring to when he talked about the wise and intelligent. Because they were counting the cost and they did not want to lose something if they acknowledge Jesus as king. They would not want to pay that cost. So they just would not acknowledge Jesus as Lord. Jesus said, the Father is the Lord of heaven and earth. And Jesus also said, the Father gave everything to the Son. So that means the Son is the Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth. So in verse 28, he gives us an invitation to make him Lord and King. Let's read verses 28 to
30.
Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth. And he invites us to acknowledge him as King and Lord. And in verse 29, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. We might have heard some interpretations of this verse. According to the ancient customs of agriculture in the Jewish land.
國家是猶太人，因咧做產嘅時準，因是國當，因是只羊那邊。
Some people have said that when a farmer plows his field, he does not just use one ox.
因講國家是猶太人，是因兩隻牛去做產個。
They have two oxen, a pair of oxen.
所以可能先就，咱是一隻牛個。耶稣甲咱三甲来作产。
So it's as if we are the one ox and Jesus is the other one and he is plowing the field with us.
其实这幅图画真水。
Well, that's a beautiful imagery.
因为耶稣甲咱同行，行唔着。
Because Jesus is walking alongside us, isn't that beautiful?
但是水不一定准。
Well, that's beautiful, but it's not exactly accurate.
水不一定准。
It's beautiful, but it's not accurate.
请恁注意第29节。
Well, take note of verse 29.
耶稣对咱讲什么呢？
Jesus said,
恁去负我的轭。
Take my yoke upon you.
耶稣不是讲，这个轭个，咱来三个负，我咪甲你三个同行。
Jesus did not say, let us bear this yoke together.
耶稣无讲啊，你是一只牛个，我是另外一只牛，咱两个是比是牛，咱来三个负这个轭，咱来三个行。
Jesus did not say, okay, you're ox number one, I'm ox number two, and together we will bear this yoke.
耶稣讲什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
你去负我的轭。
Jesus said, you take this yoke upon you.
第七百多位个，咱是一只牛。
So in this image, we are the ox.
耶稣是迄个做产人来管一只牛。
And Jesus is the farmer who is guiding the ox.
你明白我的意思吗？
You understand what I'm saying?
耶稣不是另外一只牛来跟咱三合同行。
Jesus is not the other ox alongside us.
耶稣是迄个做产人。
Jesus is the farmer.
其实咱来看古约。
Actually, if we look in the Old Testament.
真多时阵，用这个轭做譬喻。
We will see that the yoke is often alluded to.
因讲这个轭个，就是意思讲说，这个国家是托另外一个国家来管的，安尼意思。
Suppose a nation is ruled by another nation, it is said in the Old Testament that they are bearing the yoke of the other nation.
所以两个国家拍战的时阵
，So if two countries go to war,
这个国家也较强的赢。
And the stronger country
defeats
the weaker country.
So, the
stronger country will rule over the weaker one.
So, the weaker nation will rule over
the weaker nation is said to bear the yoke of the stronger nation.
So, it's not surprising that the Lord said in the Bible, in Leviticus 26:13,
No wonder in Leviticus chapter 26 verse 13,
上帝跟以色列人讲，我将恁对埃及救出来。
Jesus said to God said to the Israelites, I brought you out of the land of Egypt.
所以恁无需要再继续负埃及的轭了。
God said, I broke the bars of your yoke from Egypt.
以赛亚书第十四章第二十五节。
In Isaiah chapter 14 verse 25.At that time, the Israelites were being ruled by the Assyrians. And the prophet Isaiah told them that they are bearing the yoke of Assyria. In the book of Jeremiah, it also says the same thing. At that time, Judah was under the rule of Babylon.
犹太人讲，这摆恁是咧负巴比伦的轭了。
And the prophet said to the Jews, "You are now bearing the yoke of Babylon."
有一摆，因是负埃及的轭。
Well, at one mention, they were bearing the yoke of Egypt.
有一摆，因是咧负阿斯利亚的轭。
In another, they were bearing the yoke of Assyria.
有一摆，因是咧负巴比伦的轭。
And in yet another, they were bearing the yoke of Babylon.
耶稣的时代，因已经咧负罗马人的轭了。
During the time of Jesus, they were already bearing the yoke of the Romans.
虽然耶稣无安尼讲
，Even though Jesus did not exactly use those words，
但是耶稣对怀疑的门徒讲，恁去负我的轭。
But Jesus said to his followers, "You take my yoke upon you."
较早因是恁外邦人做王
，And at earlier times they had to acknowledge foreigners as king.
但是这摆耶稣跟因讲，恁去负我的轭。
But now Jesus is telling them, bear my yoke.
换一句话来讲，伊咧解怀门徒讲，就恁以做王。 都願意追主。
In other words, he was saying to the disciples, acknowledge me as your king and as your Lord.
但是因乎外邦人的恶，外邦人是咧苦读因的。
But when the Israelites were bearing the yoke of these foreign rulers, the foreign rulers were abusing them.
但是耶稣甲因讲，
But Jesus said to them,
恁去乎我的恶。
Take my yoke upon you. But don't worry, you don't have to fear. Because I will not abuse you. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light, Jesus said.In other words, if we acknowledge Jesus as King and as Lord, it is actually the easiest thing in the world. But if we refuse to let Him be King, if we refuse to take His yoke upon us, actually if we keep resisting Him, we will not find rest.
所以耶稣讲，你去负我的轭。
That is why Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you."
你若负我的轭，恁才有通得到安息。
If you bear my yoke, then you will find rest.
咱今仔日的经文是第三十节结束。
Our passage today ends with verse 30.
但是我爱小话讲到第十二章。
But let me just briefly mention the first few verses of the succeeding paragraph in chapter 12.
In chapter 12, verses 1 to 13,
Jesus was once again dialoguing with the religious leaders. Because Jesus' disciples were doing something that was deemed inappropriate to do on a Sabbath by the religious leaders.
So what these people saw at that time,
And when the Pharisees saw that, they questioned Jesus, why are your disciples doing this? And how did Jesus answer? In verse 8,Jesus said, For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Now, of course, the New Testament was written in Greek. But most likely, Jesus was not speaking Greek to these people. Jesus was most likely speaking to them in Hebrew or Aramaic. And in Hebrew or in Aramaic, this word rest is Shabbat.
So Jesus is saying, "If you are my yoke, you will find Shabbat."
So Jesus is actually saying, "If you take my yoke upon you, you will find Shabbat."How can we find Shabbat?
Because He is the Lord of the Shabbat.
Because He is the Lord of Shabbat. We can find rest because Jesus is the Lord of rest.
We can receive, experience Shabbat because the Lord is the Lord of the Shabbat.
Then what can we find rest because Jesus is the Lord of rest?So, brothers and sisters, let me repeat my question to you, which I asked you earlier. Are you tired? If you're tired because of your work, then go to SM later. Reverend Terence is inviting you to go to SM.If you are tired because of your work, well, then go relax somewhere. If you don't want to go to SM, just go home and sleep. If you're really tired because of your work, well, go home and sleep. Just get some rest. But if you are tired,Because up till this point, you are still resisting God. Well, remember this truth.
就是天父的主。
The Father is Lord of heaven and earth.
天父将这个权柄已经交托伊的子。
And the Father has given this authority to His Son.
这摆耶稣基督就是天父的主。
So that now Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth.
咱的天父的主基督耶稣来邀请咱。
And Christ Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth, is inviting us to come to Him. He is inviting us to acknowledge Him as King and as Lord. He is inviting us to take His yoke upon us. And He gives us this comforting message that we don't need to worry if we take His yoke upon us. Because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Will you acknowledge Jesus as Lord? Will you acknowledge Him as King? If we do that, then we can find the rest that He promised. Let us pray.
我那是承认，你已经将这个权柄授予予你的听经耶稣基督。主耶稣基督是天地的主，愿意阮今仔日来到伊的面前，接受伊的邀请，将这个鞋背伫阮的身上。阮承认耶稣基督做阮的主，做阮的王。其实阮无了啥，因为伊的鞋是容易的，伊的担是轻松的。伫伊内面，阮要找到完全的安息。感谢主，因为你。是安息的主，你的确予阮有法通伫你内面完全的安息，予阮会通安静听候伫你内面，得到你完全的平安，求你祝福今仔的信息，祝福阮每一个人，予阮真实去回应上帝的话，安尼祈祷奉主耶稣的名。